Hello and welcome to Atomic Geekdom, the three times faster version. My name is Dave. Hope you're having a wonderful week. We're going to skip by the pleasantries and just introduce my fellow co-hosts. We've got Kyle.
Yo, what up?
And my main man, Tom, on the ones and twos.
What up?
So, yes, we have a shortened time for the show, so we're going to kind of move things along briskly. This is going to be kind of a debated topic, so I'm going to try to give everyone their time and do my best. But if I have to cut you off, please don't be offended. We just got to move things along a little bit. But if you're in the middle of something heated, I will let you speak, of course. And if you want more time and it's important, let me know and I'll stop talking and stop trying to progress things. But we do have a short amount of time because of Zoom things. And I didn't have time to set this up through Skype where we'd have unlimited time. You know, that's my bad. It was supposed to be Jenny, Kyle, and Tom, but Jenny's busy with her new job, so she's getting that all worked out. So we got to allow for the real life stuff to get in the way, of course. Tom, when you open up that bottle of beer, do you say Bud Light? Because I know when people open Bush, they say Bush.
Actually, when I open, I say Opa.
Opa. Tom, it should be known, we're going to pull back the veil. Every time Tom podcasts, he has an alcoholic beverage with him, whether it be, well, usually just beer. I don't think he does anything hard during a podcast.
Not during a podcast.
No. And he works hard all day, so he earns that beer.
True story.
Are you off on Fridays now?
I'm always off on Fridays. It's just whether I work on Thursdays or not.
Oh, I see.
Which I am not. It is the weekend, baby.
There you go. All right. So today's topic, which you probably have not figured out yet because I haven't given any clues away. Oh, yeah. But we're going to talk about why. We'll talk about the differences. But the idea is why MCU is so much more successful than the DCEU. And we'll preface this by saying through three or four movies, because that's really all DCEU has. But when we look back and we look at the MCU, I mean, it was a hit from jump. I think we can all agree on that. Iron Man was a big hit. And it, granted, it came out about the same time as Batman Begins and that whole new trilogy was going. So there's that. And then they announced the Incredible Hulk was coming after that, which we'll admit, I like that movie a lot. And I like Ed Norton as the Hulk and Bruce Banner. But that's a dip in I think, reviews, maybe popular opinion. Yeah. But then it jumps back up. So we'll go through it all and we'll go opinion by opinion because we're going to be varied here. We're three different people. I would have liked to have Jenny on here because she's less of a Capes comic book fan and she likes the indie stuff. So her opinion is a little different than ours. And it's always good to have a lady on with that perspective as well. So Kyle, you're the lady of the house today.
Oh boy.
I didn't mean to give you the vapors. Do you need a mint julep? Do you want to take a moment? Do you want to take a moment on the fainting couch?
Oh, Lordy.
All right, we don't have time for this. Let's go.
All right. So yes, I would have liked to have put in a replacement for Jenny temporarily to get the female perspective, but unfortunately we didn't have time to do that. I do have many guest hosts who could have, but again, time is an issue. So let's just start by saying one thing. Let's start positively. What is your top three in the MCU? Your top three movies, not shows, not shows, I guess, is streaming shows or TV shows. What's your top three? Kyle is very much in thought, so I'm going to let Tom start. He's literally staring at the ceiling right now. Tom, do you think you can give me three?
Top three, the original Avengers, Winter Soldier, and I would probably say, from personal preference, Guardians of the Galaxy.
One, volume one?
Yes.
Okay. Kyle, do you need more time?
The Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Civil War. Infinity War.
All right.
Wow, they're all Russo brothers. Okay. That's it.
this guy, this bandwagon guy.
I'm sure if it was done by Chris Nolan, I'd still do those.
Yeah, you would. Let's see. Mine are in no particular order because it changes. My top three changes, but it's usually these top three that are my favorites. Winter Soldier is going to be in my top three, I think, forever. That movie is fantastic. I'm going to put Infinity War and Endgame as one or two A and B. I think that's one movie, in my opinion. And then I will go with, for my number three, boy, it's tough. It is tough. I'm actually going to say Ant-Man.
Yeah. He was at four.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, four.
Almost Ant-Man and the Wasp, just because of our boy Jimmy, Agent Wu. just his addition almost makes him. But no, Ant-Man is great. I love Paul Rudd. I love the inclusion of Hank Pym into the universe. I thought that was a great way of doing it. So yeah, I just had to do that. Yeah. All right. So DCEU doesn't have enough movies, I think, for us to do a top three. I mean, I guess we could. There's nine movies, so I guess we could even do a top 10 if we wanted to. All right, so what are your three favorites from the DCEU? I'm going to start with Kyle this time. Give Tom a mo. Give Tom a mo.
This is where it's going to get heated.
Well, no, this is your opinion of your favorites.
It's going to get, okay, fine. Heated that I'm going to get the flack for it. BVS.
Oh, my God.
Shazam.
Is this an order?
No. Right, this, right. If it was an order, it'd be Shazam, Aquaman, and BVS.
3, 2, 1?
1, 2, 3.
Interesting. Okay.
Wonder Woman is fourth.
Wow.
Not in terms of
this,
like...
This sexist mofo. And no, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
There are strong females in every one of those films.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's the strong female in I guess Wonder Woman would be BVS. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Wonder Woman, Lois Lane, Martha.
Which Martha?
Martha.
Why would you? Okay, go on.
All right, Tom, what do you got for us?
I'll take flack for this too. I say Wonder Woman, the first one. Justice League, I really like. And Man of Steel, I still stand by. I like Man of Steel.
I do too.
And it's visually beautiful. I always stand by.
Tough. It's in the top five.
So I'm going to start with a little bit of a soapbox jumping on thing. Just my personal little thing here. I was so damn excited for Man of Steel. I'm like, all right, we're starting. We're building the universe. The DC universe was my jam, aside from X-Men. These were my characters, and I was ready for the same treatment, or, you know, a similar treatment, I should say, of a shared universe with all of my favorites from the DC universe. I was so excited. And so, sitting in the theater watching this movie, I'm looking for Easter eggs everywhere. And they didn't really do it. I mean, there's some there, obviously, in Metropolis and billboards and things of that nature. And then, you know, retconned kind of into the background with BVS's opening with Batman or Bruce Wayne running through the you know, that kind of thing. But I like when he's underwater after the oil rig explodes, I'm like, oh, did Aquaman send that whale to save him? Is that what happened? Did Aquaman just do that? He saw this superhero in need and save this hero? No, that's not what happened at all. Are we going to see Martian Manhunter? Technically, yes, but we didn't get that reveal, and we might, but who knows if that's technically, I guess, not canon, but who knows what canon is anymore in the DC extended cinematic universe, whatever you're calling it.
The Snyderverse?
Yeah. Technically
he did start it.
He started it and ended it. I mean, it's over. we're not using that anymore. And maybe things will get cleared up with Flashpoint. We don't know. But I just wanted to put it out there that I was, for as disappointed as I can say I am with the majority of the films, I was super geeked up for the first two. And then my excitement level went down. My anticipation was still high, but my excitement level went down. So I recognize Man of Steel as a beautiful movie. Visually, there's so much about it that it just bothers me. And it's the same thing with Batman versus Superman. There's some good stuff in there, but it just was obvious to me that Snyder doesn't know these characters as well as other directors might have. Is maybe, I don't know. It just didn't feel right. And I don't know if that's Zack Snyder's fault. I can blame David Goyer because Goyer has made some crappy movies, but he's also made some good ones. But he wrote both of those. Chris Terrio helped with BVS, but I don't know. All right, so back to the important part here. My top three. Wonder Woman is number one. Shazam is number three. And I'm going to kind of go out side the box here and say I liked Birds of Prey as my number two. A lot of that has to do with the universe, with the world they're in. They're in Gotham, and there's some cool characters. I love Black Mask. I think Black Mask is their best villain so far in the DCEU. Shut up. I am like I am with Deadpool. I am kind of tired of Harley. It seems like we're getting force fed that in pop culture, and you know, with her and Deadpool, I think they're like everywhere. I mean, there's a zillion Deadpool Funko Pops. I think he's got to be the most created Funko Pop in the world.
There's more coming for his 30th.
Oh God. So that's just my personal thing. But the Birds of Prey characters they introduced were great. I loved the Canary, what they did with her in that movie. I loved what they did with Huntress in that movie. I just had a lot of fun at the theater with that. Now it's not great. Trust me, it's not a great movie. But it's one of my favorites. So I'll jump on that island by myself as it being in my top three. So okay. First of all, on a scale of A, B, C, D, F, how do you grade the MCU, Kyle?
I mean, there hasn't really been many bad films. So, but the ones that have been, my opinion, I'm going to give it a total A-.
A-. All right, there's a part two to this question, but we'll get everybody's grade first. Tom?
Even though A-minuses don't exist, they are...
What is the thing now? S is a higher ranking than A?
S is a higher thing, but it's a community thing.
Right. It's a ranking thing when you rank games and games.
Satisfactory.
In games, you're in what, Animal Crossing, your house gets a rated S, which is higher than an A. Like I was like, what?
And there's how Z did plus.
I was at an A. How did I get dropped to an S? What, why is S even a ranking? What's happening here? All right, Tom, what's your MCU grade?
I think the positives outweigh the negatives. There's a few negatives, which, yeah, I'm a little sour with, but they don't touch the positives. So I give it a solid A.
Solid A. Yeah, I go solid A with MCU. And now part B of that question, we're going to reverse the order. What is, in your opinion, the worst three MCU movies?
Wow.
Do you want me to go? Dark World?
Do you guys? Oh, all right. Kyle's jumping in. All right. He's struggling.
Captain Marvel is number three.
Oh, for me. All right.
Only because of the Skrulls. If they did the Skrulls right, it would have been better. Again, my opinion.
Right. I mean, I still think there's more to come from the Skrulls. So,
especially with Secret Invasion coming,
you're going to get what you want.
It should have happened in the first.
I wonder if it's going to change your. Well, if it'll change your opinion on that movie.
If it changed my opinion, I will definitely come back and say that.
All right.
I enjoy Incredible Hulk. So I guess Thor.
So two Thors.
I just rewatched Thor Ragnarok, and boy, is that.
Oh sure.
That movie is fantastic.
I mean, it took a while to figure out how they wanted to treat Thor. I think. And then
bringing it into Infinity War, and then him changing into Endgame.
Right. I hate
a perfect character development.
I hate to say it this way because he doesn't deserve the credit. I think we get Joss Whedon thanks for the way Thor changed. Bringing more of the comedy side of that character, more of the sarcastic and more of the naivety of the character to Earth life.
I think you get he goes from royalty to human. Almost, it's you can see the transition where, because in first Thor he doesn't know what anything is.
Right, and we're not, I mean he's hardly on Earth, for that. And when he is, he's still I'm Thor. I'm your god. What are you doing?
Exactly.
And then in Dark World, it's off Earth and then comes back to Earth. So again, he's I'm the god. I need to save my lady here. And then in the Avengers movie, he's kind of a joke, kind of a joke thing between him and Iron Man, him and Thor, or him and Hulk.
Does mother know you weareth her drapes?
Exactly. When you've got somebody that people love like Iron Man, and at this point they loved Iron Man. He had really turned into like the mistake maker that he kind of ends up being. The fans go where Tony goes. So it's safe. I think it's safe to say there that he kind of led them to believe that he's kind of a joke or comic relief, I should say. But yeah, Thor Ragnarok is a different Thor for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So two Thors and Captain Marvel. All right, Tom.
I'm going to go just the opposite. I'm going to start off with Thor 2 as number one, but I'm going to get a little disrespectful to Tony here. I think Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3, those are my weaker ones. I love the original, but Tony with everyone else, I like a lot better. His standalone movies, not a whole lot. There's things I like about them, but I take those as the weaker.
Yeah. I have a good appreciation for Iron Man 3 now that it's mulled over. So it's in the middle for me. And then Iron Man 2, I just love all the characters in it.
Well, there's a lot of things changed, and I remember reading an article about this, and it hit directly to me. Age of Ultron, when I first watched it, was not great. I went back and watched it, and I liked it a lot more. Mm-hmm. Having watched what's happened in WandaVision now puts Age of Ultron in a different perspective to me.
It's almost like Disney's trying to force that down our throats after every episode.
But I don't have it in my three. It's just, I don't know if what's the disconnect, because I didn't like the Whiplash character. I thought the casting was going to be great. I just didn't care for it. They can still fix it. There's a lot they can still fix.
Iron Man 2, yes, the plot is problematic, to say the least. But, yes, the cast is amazing. I mean, you've got the introduction of Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow. And then you've got Sam Rockwell in there, who's an amazing actor. And also just a Mickey great Rourke. Villain, and then Mickey Rourke. I mean, we can still get Sam Rockwell back. There's no problem there, and I hope it does happen.
In the Armor Wars.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And then this was the credit scene where we got the Thor hammer, right? And then
Because Coulson goes to New Mexico.
Yeah. So I'm going to start by saying the movie I hate the most, or this dislike, hate's a strong word. The movie I disliked the most out of the MCU is Iron Man 3. And I love Shane Black. So I was stoked for this movie. I was like, yeah, Shane Black. Awesome. I'm all in. We're going to get a different voice than Jon Favreau, which isn't a problem. I like Jon Favreau, but now we get a different thing. And it's after the Avengers, and he's got this post-traumatic stress disorder thing going on, this anxiety going on. I thought that was a cool touch. But I just disliked it. I did not like the villain. And again, it's a situation where they can fix the villain and are in Shang-Chi. I just didn't like it. So that's my number two. Thor the Dark World is my second one, I should say. I just did not enjoy that. Again, great casting. The villain played by Chris Eccleston is great casting. One of the doctors. Awesome. I like the dark elves in the comic books. I thought that was going to be cool. Bringing Jane to Asgard, I thought was going to be fun. More Lady Sif action. I thought there was going to be, you know, kind of a tension-y love triangle thing there, which never happened, which is fine. I don't need that. But, you know, I thought that was going to be there. Zach Levi taking over as one of the three.
And then being killed in Thor Ragnarok like a
minute. All of them were. So, and then Adewale Akinye Ajibwe was in it, and he's from Lost. He's cool. Ray Stevenson back. I don't know, maybe I expected too much, but it was not what I hoped it would be. And then my third, I'm sorry, are we gonna say that?
The only thing I was gonna say was that they made after the fact, they made Thor the Dark World a little bit more important because of the Infinity Stones.
Sure.
But that's really it.
Sure. Yeah, it was a nice cleanup at the end, but you had to suffer through all of it to get to that. Yeah.
Right. Oh, man, my third, that's tough. The third one is tough. I guess Black Panther. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just all right, kidding.
That should have been in my top three. I totally bricked.
I think I'm going to go Iron Man 2. I think my list is going to be the same as Tom's. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just looking at the list, and I liked Incredible Hulk better than Iron Man 2. So that can't be my third least favorite, I guess. All right. So now we jump over to the DCEU, and I want your letter grade for what we've got so far, not the anticipation of what's to come, but what we've had, what we've had so far. What is your letter grade? I mean, knowing what's to come and the changes they've made, obviously there might be more potential and more excitement, but what's your overall letter grade for what we've had so far? I think we'll start with Tom this time.
Question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are we including Joker?
No.
Okay. So it's, so it really is just the Snyderverse is what I'm going to call it.
All right. Yeah, I guess.
Okay. I just want to, because DCEU is.
It is not the Joker. Okay. When I look it up, it doesn't include the Joker when you say DCEU.
All right.
That's Elseworld, I guess you could call it.
Black Label?
Sure. That too. So it's what we're talking about here is Man of Steel, BVS, Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman, Justice League, Aquaman, Shazam, Birds of Prey, Wonder Woman 84.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tom.
If I were to have to give it a grade for me, it'd have to be probably a C because there's bits that I like and there's bits that I don't like. So it's right in the middle for me.
All right. All right. Kyle?
Solid B.
Wow, okay.
Because, I mean, I like DC more than Marvel comics-wise. So I love these characters a lot more than I do Marvel. So, but I know where these movies fall. So that's why it's a B.
If Tom. I were to take that into consideration, I would agree with you 100% because I'm a lot like Dave. When it comes to the comics, I was big X-Men. The rest, yeah, I perused it, but I wasn't big into it. DC, yes, I was big in a lot of DC comics, but then I go the other way with it. Maybe that's why I'm disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Because well, I was so big into the DC comics that this is not living up to it for me.
Well, if it wasn't for the box office smash that was Iron Man, a lot of people wouldn't know who Tony Stark is.
Oh, but 100%.
But because of that, a lot of people know that, and a lot of people love this character now. The fact that everyone knows, everyone knows who Batman and Superman is, can go up to a random person on the street and be like, just what can Superman do? What can Batman do? Before 2008, if you went up to a normal person out on the street, they wouldn't be able to tell you who Iron Man is.
I think we had a podcast one time where we talked about this, where it was the difference between the DC Trinity, which everyone knows who the DC Trinity is, versus mm-hmm. the Marvel Trinity. Is there really even a Marvel Trinity? And we kind of agreed that there really wasn't. I mean, it's
there really wasn't.
It doesn't stand out. It doesn't stand out like the DC Trinity.
No, but the big three would be Cap, Thor, and Iron Man.
Right, but they don't stand out as far as who is the Trinity in comics.
Right.
Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman. Done.
All right. No. That's fine. I'm going to be the most negative, I guess. I'll say a solid D plus for me. Because my problem, and it's going to be on me. My expectations were so high and I was thoroughly disappointed with almost all of the movies. We'll say maybe 80% of them. And we'll go through. So what, did we do three for DCEU?
Well, like what our three worst films are?
Favorite.
Favorite? Yeah, we've done favorite, but we haven't done worst.
Okay. All right. So here we are. The three weakest, opinions. Hard to rewatch, won't rewatch, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm going to start with Tom.
Sorry, bud, but I got to say Birds of Prey. I didn't like it at all. At all.
Sexist. Okay.
Maybe I'm with you. Maybe I'm tiring of the Harley.
Sure.
Because it's the Deadpool thing all over again. You hit that exactly correct. Too much.
Don't get me wrong. I will see Deadpool 3.
Absolutely. I love Ryan Reynolds, but I'm not going to sit here and debate with people about who's the best character because it's not Deadpool. As far as character development and all that. Okay. he makes dick jokes and he fights and shoots people. Yay. That does not make you the best.
True story.
But yeah, they're a lot similar. It's like DC saw what Marvel did and was like, okay, we got to do what Marvel did with Harley Quinn.
And I'll tell you, and that's not enough. Margot Robbie's killing that role because she is perfect Harley. Perfect. I say Birds of Prey is probably my least favorite. Wonder Woman 1984 was just I'm done. I can't. And I guess going back and watching it after you guys drug me on a podcast, Batman versus Superman. I liked it when I first saw it because, hey, I was excited. This is something we haven't seen. Then I went back and watched it again. Okay, yeah, you guys were right. It was, yeah, it's not good.
All right, Kyle.
I own it, but I haven't watched it since I saw it in the theater last February when it came out. So Birds of Prey. Wonder Woman 84, I only watched the one time, and boy do I have my problems. Boy do I have the problems with that movie.
Yeah, he doesn't shut up about it either. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad to talk about.
There was a lot of bad decisions in that, but that's for another maybe never time.
Maybe never time.
Right. Even though yes. Justice League, Joss Whedon's Justice League.
I'm calling it DC's Justice League.
DC's Justice League. Okay.
Or Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers.
I'll still watch it, but I know the problems with that movie and how it looks is just different than everything else.
Sure.
But yeah. Suicide Squad is just fun. Yes, I know. I understand. It's a bad movie. I understand it. But I have fun in it.
That's fair. My three are pretty easy for me, and I don't really have to even pause. It's Justice League, Man of Steel, BBS.
Hates Superman.
Not well. Typically, I would say that's part of it, but it's not. It's not. I was excited for a new Superman. I was excited. Like, the trailer for Man of Steel was awesome. I'm like, oh, he kind of looks like Smallville a little bit. He's got the longer 80s hair. I'm like, oh, all right, I can get behind this. Some good music involved. We had Eddie Vedder, I think, was involved in the soundtrack, which I'm not a big... I'm not a big Pearl Jam fan, but I think when he's coming out of the water and he's stealing the clothes off the line, there's an Eddie Vedder song playing. And then BVS, man, I was so excited when they did. This podcast spawned out of the announcement of this movie at Comic-Con. I'm like, I need a place where I can talk about with all my friends, all the stuff that they're announcing. This is amazing. They're doing Wonder Woman in a movie. They're doing all this crap. We have 10 minutes left. I just was stoked for it. I went to our local AMC for the trailer. An event they did, and it gave me a free ticket to see the movie before it came out, like the week of its debut. I got to go see it, so I was like, this is dope, man. Yeah, I'll stand in line. It's because it's, you know, first come, first serve. I'll stand in line for 2 hours to get into this stupid trailer announcement. It's really all it was a trailer. It was a 2-minute movie basically I went and saw. And then I got that pass, and I'm like, every day, I didn't get the email yet. I hope they didn't lose my email. I hope I wrote it clearly enough to get this email and all this crap. Then I got it, and then I go and I see the movie, and the first time Batman is shooting things with his gun on his Batmobile, granted, don't get me wrong, he has done that before, it just felt wrong. It did not feel like Batman to me. And then it just kind of went pew from there for that rest of that movie, which is, you know, whatever. I was stoked. The casting was great. Gal Gadot, I was ready for. I'm like, wow, this is a huge casting for someone who's really only been in Fast and Furious and really did have a huge role in that movie. So let's see how it goes. And it was amazing. Her music was awesome when she turned into Wonder Woman and that music started playing. And I was, but I'm wasting a lot of time for a movie I didn't like. And Justice League, man, I was so kind of ready for it to be good again. You know, Wonder Woman was awesome. And I'm like, all right, here we go. And then, you know, halfway through, Joss Whedon takes over. I'm like, I love Joss Whedon at the time. I love Joss Whedon. The creator, let's just put it that way. The man, not so much anymore, at all. But, you know, he's taking over for a man who had to leave because of, you know, horrible circumstances. I thought maybe they had a chance to fix some things, not necessarily that he was screwing it up, but that they had a chance to fix some things they wanted their way. And that's definitely what the studio tried to do. They tried to make it their movie and it missed on a lot of things. So, but yeah, it's a mess. That movie is a mess. But yeah. All right. So the question then becomes, since we have so few time, maybe we'll do a part two next week. We'll continue it next week, another 40-minute episode, to kind of finish things up, the conversation, because I am watching a ticking clock as we finish up. We have 7.5 minutes.
Oh,
so,
man, no one likes to put a ticking clock on the screen.
No. So I guess for the last question I'm going to ask, because next week we'll talk about what can be done differently in the future. You know, that kind of thing for both. Because I think MCU is in a precarious spot right now, both from an aspect of watering down the market and living up to the expectations of the Infinity War saga, I guess they're calling it, right? Infinity saga.
I would say source material popularity, because they're going to have to run stuff that people aren't really aware of.
Right. Well, which they're good at. I mean, Guardians. Look at Guardians.
Absolutely.
No one knew. I'm sorry, diehards maybe, but no one knew who the Guardians were.
No.
I mean, you even talk about just Iron Man, but just the Guardians, no one knew. That came out of left field. I'm like, Guardians, really? All right, I'll take it.
That's because that's what Marvel owned at the time.
And that's why I love it so much, because they had zero expectations. Mm-hmm. I knew who they were, but I had zero expectations.
Obviously. Oh, I had zero idea who they were.
Right,
I think they even showed up on an episode of Avengers: Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
They did,
and I was still like, "Who are these people?" But okay, so I what to Tom's saying, just source material in general for both, and
this I'm posing this for next week, by the way.
Oh,
not to get into now. That's okay. So the last question.
Fine, I'll keep mine.
Yeah, there you go. Don't forget to write it down if you have to. So we're going to end this episode with a two-part question. It might be a third question after it. But going into these two separate universes beginning, who is your favorite Marvel character? And then your favorite DC character? And then after these all came out, has that changed for you? The cinematic versions. Like, who is your favorite going in? Like, I'm most excited to see this movie for this character. And then after it's all said and done, has that changed for you? Do you have a different favorite? Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, Kyle, start us off.
Cap and Batman.
Those were your initial favorites?
Those were my initial, and those are still my
choice. And they came out. They came out on top. All right, cool. Yep. Cool.
Really quick, Ben Affleck's Batman, albeit aside from the killing, still is probably the closest to Batman we've gotten. He looks like him, especially the Dark Knight Returns version. He looks like him. He's beaten. He's bruised. He's old. I really wanted to see more of Ben Affleck's Batman, which, yes, we're kind of going to get to see. And then Cap, I love.
Okay.
America's ass.
America's ass. All right, Tom.
I'll be honest, and it's an obscure character. My favorite going in was Hawkeye, because I'm a huge Hawkeye fan of the comics.
I legit thought you were going to say Groot.
but coming out of it, my favorite is Star-Lord.
Wow, all right. I can get behind both of those.
Maybe it's only because Hawkeye wasn't used to me the right way in the first Avengers. They made up for it later on.
There's a large vocal proponent that think he should have died in Age of Ultron and not Quicksilver.
And for DC, I mean, I still haven't... I'm a big Batman fan, but it's hit or miss for me, because I like Affleck. It's just, it's okay. So it's still Batman.
So going in and going out was Batman.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I got to say, going in, Boy, it's tough because my Marvel favorites are X-Men. So I really wasn't like too, you know, and at the time we had X-Men movies, so I wasn't really worried about not seeing an X-Men movie. I was worried about seeing another bad X-Men movie. That's for damn sure.
Where the hell's my Gambit movie?
Exactly. I think that had already happened. The Wolverine Origins had happened before the MCU started, and I was like, no, no more. Going in, I'm going to say my favorite would probably have been... Oh, boy, it's tough. It is. I'm going to say Spider-Man. Going in, Spider-Man. Granted, he wasn't, you know, logistics aside... of studio and ownership and that stuff. Spider-Man, we'll say, was my favorite because he ended up in the MCU, so that's what I'm going to say, excitement level. Batman, in and out on the DC side. I didn't really have a problem with Affleck's Batman. I just had the problem with the writing and things of that nature. I thought Affleck did a fine job. I think he probably should have stood his ground because he is a fan. Mm-hmm. I think he should have stood his ground on some things and saying, no, this isn't Batman. But again, he is a director, and maybe he didn't want to step on toes. I don't think he's that way. I think we've learned between him and Kevin Smith, he'll do whatever he wants to make his presence known. I mean, he is a creator, so they have a different ego and mindset than other people. But coming out of the MCU, Captain America became my favorite, with Star-Lord as a close, close second. I had respect for Cap going in as a comic books fan. I liked his action figure. And the white, red, and blue colors and stuff like that, and the weird feathered armor and kind of that crazy look. But yeah, I'd say coming out of it, it's him and Star-Lord as a close second. And Chris Pratt has a lot to do with Star-Lord being there and the writing. So, okay, we're going to pick up on this next week. We're going to move some schedules aside for as far as episodes that were coming. We were going to do a Last of Us talk, but I'm going to finish Last of Us 2 before we talk about that as a series. Game and upcoming TV show that we're gonna talk to. It'll probably be me and Kyle, even though Kyle's not signed up for it, but I need somebody that has some knowledge of it, at least a little bit, to talk about it with, and Tom is not that guy. We'll be back next week. That means you can ask me questions, so that'll help. We'll be back next week. Tom, if you want to talk to you about Cleveland sports or Ohio State and make you mad, where can they find you?
And the Twitter machine at skiz_world.
All right, Kyle, real quickly, please.
All right, Twitter, Instagram, at KyleCrosby89, Twitch, twitch.tv/KCrosby89. You can also listen to me on the American Cinephiles Redux podcast every Friday on Twitch, same Twitch handle as before, and go Dave.
At Atomic Geekdom for all of the things, and if you want to follow me on Twitch, DJ Clark 21. We'll be back next week. Sorry for the abbreviated podcast. Again, it'll be short next week, but goodbye. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.